Chapter 130. I will ask for no promise till you see the reason, said Mordecai. Why you have said the truth. I would obey the master's rule for another. But for years my hope, nay, my confidence, has been, not that the imperfect image of my thought, which is an ill-shaped work of the youthful carver who has seen a heavenly pattern, and trembles in imitating the vision, not that this should live, but that my vision and passion should enter into yours, yea, into yours. For he whom I longed for afar, was he not you whom I discerned as mine when you came near? Nevertheless, you shall judge. For my soul is satisfied. Mordecai paused, and then began in a changed tone, reverting to previous suggestions from Deronda's disclosure : what moved your parents, but he immediately checked himself, and added, nay, I ask not that you should tell me aught concerning others, unless it is your pleasure. Sometime gradually you will know all, said Deronda. Be but now tell me more about yourselves, and how the time has passed, since I went away. I am sure there has been some trouble. Mira has been in distress about something. He looked at Mira, but she immediately turned to her brother, appealing to him to give the difficult answer. She hoped he would not think it necessary to tell Deronda the facts about her father on such an evening as this. Just when Deronda had brought himself so near, and identified himself with her brother, it was cutting to her that he should hear of this disgrace clinging about them, which seemed to have become partly his. To relieve herself she rose to take up her hat and cloak, thinking she would go to her own room. Perhaps they would speak more easily when she had left them. But meanwhile Mordecai said, today there has been a grief. A duty which seemed to have gone far into the distance, has come back, and turned its face upon us, and raised no gladness has raised a dread, that we must submit to. But for the moment we are delivered from any visible yoke. Let us defer speaking of it, as if this evening which is deepening about us were the beginning of the festival in which we must offer the first fruits of our joy, and mingle no mourning with them. Deronda divined the hinted grief, and left it in silence, rising as he saw Mira rise, and saying to her, are you going? I must leave almost immediately, when I and Mrs. Adam have mounted the precious chest, and I have delivered the key to Mordecai. No, Ezra, may I call him Ezra now? I have learned to think of him as Ezra, since I have heard you call him so. Please call him Ezra, said Mira, faintly, feeling a new timidity under Deronda's glance and near presence. Was there really something different about him, or was the difference only in her feeling? The strangely various emotions of the last few hours had exhausted her. She was faint with fatigue and want of food. Deronda, observing her pallor and tremulousness, longed to show more feeling, but dared not. She put out her hand with an effort to smile, and then he opened the door for her. That was all. A man of refined pride shrinks from making a lover's approaches to a woman whose wealth or rank might make them appear presumptuous or low-motived. But Deronda was finding a more delicate difficulty in a position which, superficially taken, was the reverse of that, though to an ardent reverential love, the loved woman has always a kind of wealth and rank which makes a man keenly susceptible about the aspect of his addresses. Deronda's difficulty was what any generous man might have felt in some degree, but it affected him peculiarly through his imaginative sympathy with a mind in which gratitude was strong. Mira, he knew, felt herself bound to him by deep obligations, which to her sensibilities, might give every wish of his the aspect of a claim, and an inability to fulfill it would cause her a pain continually revived by their inevitable communion and care of Ezra. Here were fears not of pride only, but of extreme tenderness. Altogether, to have the character of a benefactor seemed to Deronda's anxiety an insurmountable obstacle to confessing himself a lover, unless in some inconceivable way it could be revealed to him that Mira's heart had accepted him beforehand. And the agitation on his own account too, was not small. Even a man who has practiced himself in lovemaking till his own glibness has rendered him skeptical, may at last be overtaken by the lover's awe, may tremble, stammer, and show other signs of recovered sensibility no more in the range of his acquired talents than pins and needles after numbness. How much more may that energetic timidity possess a man whose inward history has cherished his susceptibilities instead of dulling them, and has kept all the language of passion fresh, and rooted as the lovely leafage about the hillside spring? As for Mira, her dear head lay on its pillow, that night with its former suspicions thrown out of shape but still present, like an ugly story which had been discredited, but not therefore dissipated. All that she was certain of about Deronda seemed to prove that he had no such fetters upon him as she had been allowing herself to believe in. His whole manner as well as his words implied that there were no hidden bonds remaining to have any effect in determining his future. But notwithstanding this plainly reasonable inference, uneasiness still clung about Mira's heart. Deronda was not to blame, but he had an importance for Mrs. Grandcourt which must give her some hold on him. And the thought of any close confidence between them stirred the little biting snake that had long lain curled and harmless in Mira's gentle bosom. But did she this evening feel as completely as before that her jealousy was no less remote from any possibility for herself personally than if her human soul had been lodged in the body of a fawn that Deronda had saved from the archers? Hardly. Something indefinable had happened and made a difference. The soft warm rain of blossoms which had fallen just where she was, did it really come because she was there? What spirit was there among the boughs? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.